This is the Blues Adventure with Java Show, and I'm your host, Java. Thanks for joining me on this latest episode of my lifelong adventure with the blues, just ambling along, letting one song, performer, or band lead me to the next. On today's show, I start off with one of my favorite current blues performers, Curtis Salgado, with his longtime guitarist and co-songwriter, Alan Hagar. Martin Simpson is better known as a folk guitarist, but I think you'll agree that he can also play some good blues. Then a couple from that Tedeschi couple, Robin Ford, Duffy Bishop Band, Robert Cray, and finishing up the show, Kim Wilson and his fabulous Thunderbirds. Sit back and enjoy, and if you can't listen to the whole show at one time, go to the Vashon web, Voice of Vashon webpage or app, find the Shows and Hosts tab, and scroll down to Blues Adventure with Java link, where my shows hang out for a couple of weeks. Here we go. Curtis Salgado and Alan Hagar released their album Rough Cut in 2018. Curtis has been around a long time. Born in Everett, raised and spent most of his life down in Eugene. Played in Robert Cray's band, where he met some of the blues greats. Next up is their song, You Got to Move.
But still, you got to go
Curtis Salgado and Alan Hagar, and You've Got to Move. The duo are regular in the Seattle area, usually coming up at least once a year. Check them out. Martin Simpson, billed as an English folk singer, guitarist, and songwriter. If despite the name of the song you don't think it's the blues, well, that's all right. I like it anyway. This is Martin Simpson and New Kitchen Blues, Big Road Blues, which is off of his 2017 recording of live performances called 61 Highway.
My back door someday, the sun gonna shine. My back door someday.
Martin Simpson in his New Kitchen Blues, Big Road Blues. Pretty sure he's put in the 10,000 hours needed to play like that. As a very neophyte guitar student, it's a mix between inspiring and overwhelming. Next, another cut off an old CD I found in Seattle's Best Blues, which was released in 2001, and Nick Vergarino and the Blacktop Road.
Been too long, something's coming out of you. Feels too strong, get some pebble in your shoes. Highway's calling, you've been stalled, you know what to do. Hit that road, Jack, got nothing to lose. Jump the gun, leave everything you know behind. Some will find it something I am. Will always search the future of mine. You gotta light the fuse. Forget the freight trains and the riverboat games. Blacktop Road is what you use. In your lifetime, if you look into your blues, you just might find you gotta split the scene to get the clues. Forget the freight trains and the jet planes, Blacktop Road is what to use. Hit the road, Jack, you got nothing to lose. Back, get some pebble in your shoes. Forget the freight trains and the riverboat games. Blacktop Road is what to use. We'll be right back.
again, that was Nick Vigorino, currently living and still performing in the Northwest. Recently had a gig up in Everett with Charlie Musselwhite and Elvin Bishop. Nice slide. You are listening to the Blues Adventure with Java Show, broadcasting over the air on Thursday evenings at 9 p.m. on the Voice of Eschon, KVSH 101.9 FM, or anytime by going to the website or app, finding that shows and host tab, and scrolling just a little way down to the Blues Adventure with Java, where my shows hang out for 2 weeks after they are broadcast. And thank you very much for checking them out and listening. Recently, the keyboardist and sometimes flute player for the Derek Trucks band, Coffee Burbridge, passed away at the early age of 57. They've been on my mind, so up next, a song off of their 2010 Road Songs Live album called I Know.
Now what?
That was I Know by the Derek Trucks Band. Big band, big sound, always look like they enjoy playing with each other. I'm sure that Coffey will be missed personally and musically. My introduction to Derek Trucks was by way of his now wife, before they were together, personally or musically. She did a killer show years ago on the pier, where she was a second opening act for Keb Mo. A mismatch in playing styles, as she didn't leave much air to breathe by the time Keb Mo came on stage. This is Better Days, which is off of her 1995 album by the same name.
Without a helping hand, I just can't seem to find my way. So I'll keep waiting. Oh, yeah, for my better days, better. Now I said a prayer last night when my day was through that I could live my life the way the Lord would want me to. 'Cause without a helping hand, I just can't seem to find my way. Just as long as you have yours, my melodies, on my, my melodies, on my, my, my melodies, my melodies.
Susan Tedeschi and Better Days. And this is The Blues Adventure with your host Java on KVSH 101.9 FM, your island connection. Thanks for making us part of your day. Thanks for listening to The Blues Adventure with Java show on The Voice of Ashon, KVSH 101.9 FM. I also have another show on The Voice of Ashon called The Sunday Morning with Java Show, where I play sets of mostly acoustic, pretty laid-back music that I think would go well as a backdrop for a lazy Sunday morning with coffee, or perhaps any time with any favorite beverage. I strive to include music of unknown, unsigned musicians from around the world, including our little bit of paradise on Vashon Island, as well as more popular musicians. I rarely repeat songs from my now over 1,000 song playlist, and it is still growing. Check it out Sundays at 8 a.m. or any time from the archives, which can be found on the Voice of Ashon website under the Shows and Hosts tab. Look for Sunday Morning with Java. Thank you. A musician new to me is Robin Ford. Have you heard of him? Like so many musicians, Robin has been busy playing music more than he's been clamoring for fame. Robin put out his first of over three dozen albums in 1972, has been a sideman guitarist for Charlie Musselwhite, Joni Mitchell, Miles Davis, and many others. He's collaborated with Sonny Landreth, been featured in several movies, and that's just a taste. Next up is Robin and Cannonball Shuffle from his 2003 release, Keep On Running. And that was Robin Ford and his Cannonball Shuffle. Next is a kinda Northwest musician, Duffy Bishop. Duffy's career spans over 40 years, 7 albums, and she lives in the Northwest during the summer and winters in Florida. She's still performing in the area, making several appearances at Portland's Waterfront Blues Festival and Seattle's Royal Room in the summer months. This is Duffy and her band with Damn Blues, which is off of her 1996 release, Back to the Bone.
Let it be, let it groan, let her sink like a stone. She don't know no better. She don't know no better. Damn blues. Judgment on what they just don't understand. Believing in all those sensationalist headlines. Just more trash to sell papers. More of the same statistics for the book. Well, she must want it or she'd leave. Or maybe she just asked for it. Well, people don't know how deep the well is that keeps a woman reaching down so low to quench her thirst. People don't see how hard it can be to break the glass and sound the alarm, to fight the fire on a burning bed. Got me a hold of some nasty trash, like an old alley cat I just find and scratch. Sown. Let her be, let her groan, let her sink like a stone. Let her cry, let her moan, let her reap what she's sown. Let her be, let her groan, let her sink like a stone. Let her cry, let her moan.
Duffy Bishop and Damn Blues. Maybe check her out this summer. You are listening to the Blues Adventure with Java show, broadcasting over the air on Thursday evenings at 9 p.m. on the Voice of Vashon, KVSH 101.9 FM, or anytime by going to the website or app, finding that Shows and Hosts tab, and scrolling just a little way down to the Blues Adventure with Java, where my shows hang out for 2 weeks after they are broadcasted. I've got too many favorite current blues musicians to pick just one I like the most. But close to the top is Robert Cray, who we've seen several times. So how about That's What Keeps Me Rockin' off of his Cookin' in Mobile, which he released in 2010. Some short sections highlighting one of my favorite keyboardists, Jim Pugh, throughout this thing.
Walking to the store, hurry up, baby, and come right back. You know she bought me a meal, 'cause I didn't want a snack. That's what keeps me rocking. That's what keeps me rocking, baby. That's what keeps me rocking. That's what keeps me keeping on. Well, you know she's got smooth long legs, curly red hair. When I look into her eyes, you would never dare. When I see that sunlight shining through your dress, you know that I transform into one hell of a mess. That's what keeps me rocking. That's what keeps me rocking, baby. That's what keeps me rocking. That's what keeps me keeping on.
Thank you.
Robert Cray and the band with That's What Keeps Me Rockin' off their Cookin' in Mobile album. Thanks for listening to the Blues Adventure with Java show. I'm your host, Java, and this is the voice of Vashon, KVSH 101.9 FM, broadcasting from a little bit of paradise called Vashon Island, Washington State. We are your Vashon connection, and thank you for making us a part of your day. To end today's show are the Fabulous Thunderbirds. The band with lead singer and harmonica player Kim Wilson have been around since the mid-1970s when the band was formed and included Jimmy Vaughn as lead guitarist for 15 years. Since then, the band has gone through 15 different lineups and is still active across the United States and Canada. So closing up today's show is a long recording of a live show in Los Angeles in 2003, playing their version of B.B. King's Early Every Morning. This has been the Blues Adventure with Java show on the Voice of Vashon, KVSH 101.9 FM. Thanks for making us and my show a part of your day.
Thank you.